USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun easing their COVID restrictions as new cases and hospitalizations have been falling for several weeks, and a third vaccine begins to be distributed. But health experts say that now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Monday that continuing mitigation efforts could prevent a fourth surge of coronavirus infections.
We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction. Continue wearing your well-fitted mask and taking the other public health prevention actions that we know work. Ultimately, vaccination is what will bring us out of this pandemic. To get there, we need to vaccinate many more people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrot in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
An Arkansas junior high student is dead after being shot by a classmate. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A 15-year-old boy in Arkansas has lost his fight to survive after being shot at a school. He was airlifted to a hospital this morning and later died. Police say another 15-year-old student targeted him during a class break and then took off. The suspect was tracked by dogs 30 minutes later. He apparently was still armed but surrendered peacefully. Prosecutors will decide whether to charge him as an adult or child within the next 48 hours. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden's pick to become Education Secretary has been confirmed by the Senate. Miguel Cardona was confirmed Monday by a 64-33 vote. He takes the helm of the department as many districts across the country are trying to navigate reopening among the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
During Monday's White House press briefing, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas downplayed a recent increase in migrants coming to the country's southern border, saying it was not a crisis. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection report showed that apprehensions at the border during the month of January more than doubled from the same time a year ago. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf disagrees with his successor. He tells Fox Business that what's happening on the border is a health crisis, and the administration is putting border agents in danger in asking them to deal with it.
I believe the department's losing credibility with the American people, but also with your DHS frontline officers. Many of them have not gotten the vaccine. I know the department's working hard at getting them the vaccine, but the reality is they don't have it yet. And so when you're allowing thousands, up to 4,000 folks coming across that border, and you're sending a signal that more and more will likely come, you're asking your DHS law enforcement officers to be put in a very difficult position. These are folks that are coming across the border that have no medical papers, that have no idea in many cases. We have no idea what their medical history is. We have no idea if they've had any type of vaccines of any kind. And so it's very difficult to administer medical care to them. And so you're doing that on an everyday basis, and then you overlay that with what's going on with COVID along that southwest border. And it's becoming very, very dangerous. And I just, you know, if you're not square and you're not straight with the American people, I think you're putting a lot of people at danger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.